When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
Back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, September 20th edition, 14-game banger on tap to get you into the weekend. Hope everybody had a good Thursday, enjoyed the college football action. That was much better than the NFL and the baseball action, so hope everybody had a good one there and is ready for a fun-filled weekend ahead. Again, 14-game slate on tap for you. Let's check out the totals. We're waiting on Seattle-Baltimore as Baltimore's using an opener. Waiting on Toronto and the Yankees. Boston, Tampa Bay, total of 8.5. White Sox, Tigers, 10. Mets, Reds, 7.5. Phillies, Indians, 8.5. Nationals, Marlins, 8.5. Giants, Braves, 9.5. Royals, Twins, waiting on that one. Kansas City, looks like Eric Skoglund's taking the bump to pitch batting practice to the Twins. Angels, Astros, 9. Pirates, Brewers, 9.5. Rangers, A's, 9. D-backs, Padres, 8. Rockies, Dodgers, waiting on the total there. It looks like Peter Lambert's kind of pitch for the Rockies. But it's a weird slate. So there's actually some pretty decent pitching, but a lot of, oh boy, this is going to be a September Friday night, isn't it? You have that feel to it. It's going to be an interesting one out there for sure. So it's all about finding the right pitching to go with those bats. And let's get at it. You're pitching on this slate. There are six guys over $10,000. There's three I'm targeting here. First, Jacob DeGrom, 11-6 at the Cincinnati Reds. DeGrom's been nothing but just perfect this season. 2.61 ERA, averaging 23 points per start. It is a Great American Small Park, which is never ideal. Facing a Cincinnati team, though, that strikes out 24% of the time to go with his near 32% K rate. Since he has a 3.45 team total, a 312 WOBA, and a 188 ISO versus righty. So DeGrom's a guy I really do like tonight. Clayton Kershaw, 10-8 at home against the Colorado Rockies. Kershaw's been up and down of late. Overall, he's had a great season. Really, really good season. Put up a 20-pointer at the Mets his last time out. But, you know, a 9 and a 9.1 prior to that. But then again, 31, 18, 39, 33. He's got the tremendous ceiling. It's just like DeGrom's got the better floor, if that makes sense. So Kershaw facing the Rockies team, striking out 22% of the time. He's a minus 340 home favorite in this matchup against Colorado. A Colorado team that's just ready for the season to be over. Kershaw, 27% K rate, near 49% ground ball rate. And lefties, 278, righties, 301 versus Clayton Kershaw. So Kershaw, 10-8, an option as well. But the other option I like a lot up here. At $10,500, you still get an ace pitcher without breaking the bank. It is Luis Castillo, $10,500. At home versus the New York Mets. When you talk about Castillo at home, 2.85 ERA, averaging 22 points per start this season. He's faced the Mets once this year, got 20 points for you. He's just been a beast. He got beat around at Arizona. He didn't get beat around. He didn't strike anybody out. But then prior to that, 29, 23, 24, 21, got beat up against St. Louis, 20, 39, 28. Luis Castillo's been a G this year, an absolute baller and a shot caller. At $10,500, facing a Mets team that you can definitely take advantage of. I like Castillo up here as a nice pivot off of the big boys that everyone's used to. So 10K and above, I got DeGrom 1, Castillo 2, Kershaw 3. Yeah, Morton's not a bad option. Minor and Bieber, they're good pitchers, but those are the three I'll be targeting. Below the 10K range, I don't mind Greinke at home against the Angels. It's just the strikeouts aren't as prevalent against this Angels team. They're getting better. So if you want to go Greinke, you can. But I'll go GPP-wise. I know it's always risky to say this name, but for $9,400, Mike Fultonevich at home against the San Francisco Giants. It's risky because the Giants can be sneaky outside of AT&T Park. But Fulty's coming off 22.5 at Washington, 30 at Philadelphia. Some really good stuff there. The weird thing is he's been better on the road than at home. So buyer beware with Fulty. It was more of an upside play against the Giants team. You know, 23.5% K rate versus righties. Folty a minus 200 favorite. No one's going to own him on this 14-game slate with all the other options on the board. The Giants still only have a 303 wOBA and a 169 ISO versus righties. Their team total is only 3.9. There is a lot to like about Foltynewicz at $9,400. If you don't want to take the risk, I get it. If you want to pay up to Greinke, go for it. I'm just not going to go there. I think Greinke is going to be popular at $9,800 tonight. I'd rather pivot to Folty or go up to Luis Castillo. Dylan Cease, $8,300 at the Detroit Tigers. A really interesting spot here for Cease. He's had a very, very massive roller coaster of a season, but you know, 16 at Seattle, 8 against the Angels, 25 at Cleveland, minus 12 against Minnesota, 26 against Texas. It's been very, very up and down. He's faced Detroit twice this year, averaging 17 points per appearance because he's got 6 Ks in each of those outings. And that's the thing Cease can do. He's wild. He can walk some guys, but he's got a big-time strikeout arm. Facing a Detroit team that strikes out almost 27% of the time versus righties, Cease 24% K rate, the wild part, 11% walk rate, but also a 45% ground ball rate. When they hit him, it's less than 30% hard contact. So that's really attractive when you're looking at a guy like Dylan Cease against the Detroit Tigers, who have a 4.75 team totals, lefties 314, righties 344. But you look at their 292 wOBA and 151 ISO versus righties, Cease at $8,300 is a nice, nice mid-tier option to take a peek at on tonight's slate. Just below Cease is another option I think will be pretty popular tonight, and for good reasons. Animal Sanchez, $8,100 at the Miami Marlins. He's faced the Marlins 3 times this year, only averaging 14 points per start. He's been better on the road than at home this year, coming off a 23.5 performance against Atlanta and a 19 at Minnesota. Faced Miami 4 starts back, 4 innings, 3 hits, 2 earned, 6 Ks for 15 points. He's $8,100 in a great spot against the Fish. I don't have to elaborate too much more on that. He'll be popular and for pretty good reasons. The last guy I have in this range is Chase Anderson, $7,400 at home against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Chase has a 3.68 home ERA compared to 5.53 on the road. He's also averaging 14 points in his 4 appearances versus the Pittsburgh Pirates this year, coming off a 17-pointer at St. Louis. Last time he faced Pittsburgh was back on August 6th, 5 2/3, 6 hits, 2 earned, 4 Ks for 12.6. He's got upside. It's just not always the sexiest of upside when it comes to Chase Anderson, but he's definitely in play at $7,400 against the Pirates team he's very familiar with. At the same time, you could flip it and say, well, that means they're familiar with him. This is true. But Chase is a minus 190 home favorite at $7,400. Those are the kind of things you look to target in these matchups. Pittsburgh's team totals at 4, lefties 272, righties 367 versus Chase. So you can definitely look at him at 7,400. All right, in the 7, 8, 9K range here, Animal 1, Folty 2, Cease 3, Chase Anderson 4. Cease has probably tremendous upside. He's just very, very volatile with the youngster. The punts are disgusting, just flat out disgusting. I'm not even going to hide it for you. If I'm punting anyone, I'm just going to go full punt. Jordan Zimmerman, $4,800 at home against the Chicago White Sox. Zimmerman's faced the White Sox once this year, got just 6 points. He's $4,800. That's a hitter. But this is his ledger. 4.5, minus 2, 10, 16, 13, 21, 15, 13, 2, minus 0.4. He had a run there about 5 or 6 starts you take all day at $4,800. If you're going to punt, I'll roll that dice with Zim going up against the Chicago White Sox. Team that strikes out 26% of the time versus righties. Zimmerman's got a 42% ground ball rate. Just gives up a ton of hard contact. Almost 43% hard contact rate. And that's his downfall. They have a 5.25 team total, which is pretty good. Lefties 425, righties 300 this year versus Zim. In his career, righties hit him very well also. But the White Sox only a 307 wOBA and a 157 ISO versus right-handed pitching. So if you're going full punt, go full punt with Zimmerman at $4,800. Recapping your pitching, all the way up top, I got DeGrom 1, Castillo 2, Kershaw 3. In the middle, Anibal, Folty, Cease, Anderson. Down below, Zimmerman. Let's get to the bats on this slate. Before we do, got to talk to you about Superdraft. I know some more of you guys have been signing up. We appreciate it over there. It is a great new daily fantasy sports website. Tons and tons of fun. And what makes it fun is there's no prices. You play the guys that you want to play. It's that simple. The difference is it's not just straight up scoring. It's a multiplier system. So the riskier, the cheaper the guy would normally be on another site, usually the higher multiplier you get. It's a ton of fun. They have baseball, football, golf. Football has another big tournament coming this weekend. So go check them out. Use promo code Bubba when you sign up. And then when you make your first deposit, you'll get a free $10 bonus, deposit bonus when you make your first deposit. But use promo code Bubba when you sign up and create your account. Use Bubba then. That gets you the bonus later when you deposit. So you don't have to deposit right away, but you have to put Bubba in to get it later. So remember, you do that. Use promo code Bubba and everything will be just fine. Let's go to the hitters on this slate. Mitch Garver did it again. He's 5,500 tonight versus Skoglund. Another great spot. He mashes lefties. It's just a lot of money for a catcher, but my God, he went deep again last night. Maybe he just got to roll those dice and go. Saddle up and go. You got the likes of Tom Murphy. They're opening with the lefty, and then Aaron Brooks is coming in. So be careful there, because we love Murphy versus lefties, but he might only see him once or may not see him at all. So something to keep in mind on that one. When you slide down, though, Stephen Vogt at 4K versus Folty. Lefties versus Folties has always been a thing. Vogt went deep 2 games ago in Boston. His last two starts are 24-9, 0-0, 10-0, 25-11. He's got that upside at all times, especially at 4K. When he usually starts, he's in the middle of that Giants order. Hitter-friendly Atlanta, interesting spot at 4K for Stephen Vogt. You like Pedro Severino versus King Felix. Baltimore's definitely in play again tonight at $3,900. I don't mind that. James McCann versus Zim at 39. If you're fading Zimmerman, that is totally fine. Sean Murphy of the A's at 36 versus Minor. He had that red-hot start. It's calmed down a little bit there, but you also you have a nice matchup here versus Mike Minor. The A's have a team total above 5. They're smoking left-handed pitching. Minor's had a rough end of the season here. So a guy like Sean Murphy at 36 is worth a gamble for you tonight. Dropping down lower in the 3K range now. You got like Brian McCann versus Tyler Beede at 33. That's a big-time upside play with some value to you there. Then like John Hicks at 32, maybe, if you need to go there. Cam Gallagher's 32. It gets really down here. You just start seeing what lineups come out. Because Josh Fegley starts into Murphy. He's 31. There's value for you there. Zach Collins at 3K versus Zimmerman has some power upside for you. But yeah, check the lineups. The main guys are like 30. Brian McCann and up. The rest of them, it's all lineup-based at the catcher's position. First base, you got Belly Bonds versus Lambert at 55. That's very, very appealing in that matchup in L.A. But sliding on down, Trey Mancini, another nice night last night. He's 52 versus King Felix. Baltimore's in a very, very nice spot tonight. Lefty's 351, righty's 360 versus Felix. So Trey Boo-Boo at 52, not shabby at all. Freddie Freeman versus Beede at 49 has some serious appeal to it. Atlanta's got a 5.6 team total. Lefty's 352, righty's 345 versus Beede. And Beede's been rough on the road for the most part. So Freddie Freeman at 49 could be a get-right spot for the Bravos. Going down even farther, like a Luke Voit in the GPP, I could see it at 47 if you needed to. Jose Abreu at 45 versus Zimmerman, very much in play for you tonight. Farther down at the 4K range, you got like Jock Jams at 42 in your GPPs all day long. G-Man Choi is interesting against Rick Porcello at 4,100. Choi's always streaky, but 9-14 in his last two. Rick Porcello has not been good. Tampa's got a 4.95 team total. Lefty's 334. Righty's 341. So like the Rays could be a sneakier play today. G-Man Choi at 41 could be one of those for sure. Getting to 4K and below now, you're going to find all kinds of options on slates like this. But Brandon Belt at 38, GPP only against Folty. Rowdy Tellez and Justin Smokes switch hitting at 36 versus J.A. Happ. Nate Lowe, he cracks the lineup against Porcello at 36, is an option for you as well. If Ryan Zimmerman cracks the Nats lineup, he's only 36 against Duggar. That has a little bit of appeal to it. Lots of guys down here. Eric Hosmer's 35. He's been in a massive slump, but super, super cheap for that matchup. So definitely down here. And then like Ryan O'Hearn at 31. I was bummed he didn't play yesterday, but another nice value versus Dobnak tonight in Minnesota. Second base, Keston Hira versus Steven Brault at 55 is very nice. Hira, he's not quite on the tear he once was, but a really, really nice matchup for Steven Brault. When you look at Milwaukee, 5.5 team total, lefties 308, righties 357 versus Brault. So nice spot there for Keston Hira. Jose Altuve did it again yesterday. The guy's just crushing. He's $5,300. Jaime Barria gives up a lot of power. Houston's got a 6.2 team total, highest on the slate at this time. Lefties 325, righties 358 versus Barilla. So Jose Altuve at 5,300, very, very solid in that matchup. Farther down, he looked like a Johnny VR, let us down yesterday, but 5,200 versus King Felix, he's in play. That's a great spot versus Felix. Mikey Moustakas, no one's going to play him versus a lefty. Good spot there versus Brault for $5,000. But Ozzie Albies, still way too cheap, not getting the love he deserves. He's 4,800 bucks versus Beattie. Really good spot here versus Albies. Nice savings on the day. Don't mind that at all at 4,800 for Albies against Mr. Beattie. A few others to take a peek at down here. Yeah, like Whit Merrifield versus Dobnak at 45. The Royals are very, very much alive in this one. It goes Dobnak, and then I believe Smelter's coming in, or it might just be Dobnak. That's up in the air. Welcome to September baseball, folks. Either way, Whit Merrifield's a nice cheap price and a great matchup. Probably even better matchup versus the lefty Smelter, but either way, good spot there for Whit. Shed Long, very intriguing versus Blyer, and then Brooks, more so against Brooks. Shed's a big-time power lefty. He's averaging 10 over his last 10, three homers, hitting 385, put up a 17 spot yesterday. The dude's been hitting it 17-7, 19-8, 17-10, 8. The talent's always been there. He's showcasing in the bigs. 4,300 bucks in a very hitter-friendly Baltimore ballpark against the opener, and then Brooks, and then the Baltimore bullpen. I like Seattle a lot tonight. I don't know if they'll get overlooked or not, but Aaron Brooks, the guy coming in after Blair, 372 lefties, 336 righties. Shed Long should have some fun in this matchup. Second base outfield eligible at $4,300. Going on down, Nick Solak. It's Fires and then Luzardo. Luzardo's a beast, so be careful there. But 4K for Solak has a little bit of upside. Probably rather like Asdrubal Cabrera at 39 versus Duggar and the upside of that. Or Wilmer Flores, 3,900 bucks versus the lefty Lauer. Flores was on quite the tear. He has quieted down over like the last week, but prior to that was crushing baseballs. He's 3,900 bucks versus Eric Lauer. It's in San Diego, which not as ideal as normal. But when you look at Arizona, lefties 338, righties 302 versus Lauer. But in career-wise, righties have hit him well. And Flores, very, very good versus left-handed pitching. So good value there at 3,900. A few others. Jonathan Scope, 38 versus a lefty. That's always solid approach. Hanser Alberto, 37 versus King Felix. Definitely in play for you there. Nice value on that one. Gavin Lux, I don't really want to go there if he's hitting 8th. But if he's in a good spot in the order, I'm all about it. He's $3,700 against Peter Lambert. That's a good value for him. Starling Castro at 36, been swinging it well, so don't just sleep on him. Robbie Cano, it is Luis Castillo, but Cano's down to 3,500 if you want to go YOLO on that one. Mauricio Dubon, 34. Joey Wendell's only 33 versus Rick Porcello. That's solid value for you as well. Garrett Hampson's been playing great. He's 32. It's Kershaw, so be careful. But Hampson's been super productive. I saw Diaz, 3,100 bucks, averaging 7.5 over his last 10, 12 and 12 in his last two. He's got a ton of pop, just a lot of swing and miss right now. But for 3,100 for a value versus Anibal Sanchez, he's in the discussion at least if you really want to go punt and get weird. Third base, you got Bregman at 54, Rendon at 52, both great plays. I'd probably go Bregman in that matchup as Houston should thump somebody in that one. But the Astros may be popular. We'll see. You go down to the guys like Moustakas at 5K, but you know if you don't even need to pay up all the way up. Go to Miguel Sano at 4,900 bucks, averaging 10.5 over his last 10. Hit another dong yesterday. He's GPP always because 23-0, 18-7, 17-20. The dude's crushing baseballs. Great spot here versus Skoglund tonight. Like me some Big Miggy at 4,900. If not, Yoan Moncada at 48 versus Zimmerman's a great play. Yuli Gurriel is back. He hasn't really been crushing it like he was earlier this year. He did put up 21 yesterday. Actually, his last three, I'm mistaken. 21, 14, 19. He's homered in three straight games. Prior to that, was in a massive cold streak. But he's back to the enjoying the juice ball at home versus Barilla. Yuli Gurriel at 48 could be a nice piece of Houston for you that gets overlooked on a slate like this. Switch hitting Eduardo Escobar at 47 is worth the look versus Lauer if you're stacking up the D-backs. Don't do it just for fun. You have Kyle Seager in Baltimore at 44. That's a solid play. Josh Donaldson's only 4,400 bucks, getting a little discount. He's been cold for a week or so, but if you're stacking him up, not a bad play versus Beattie and company. You got Hunter Dozier at 43, GPP relevant. Dropping down below 4K, mentioned Asdrubal Cabrera. You got Vladito. Vladito was robbed of a home run last night. That was a heck of a catch there in Baltimore, but he's 3,800 bucks versus the lefty J.A. Happ. Definitely an option. Marvin Gonzalez at 38. And Matt Chapman at 38. Again, Mike Minor, I respect the hell out of him. Chapman's not like tearing the cover off the ball these days, but it's good value in a GPP. I'd probably rather gamble with Vladito or Marwin Gonzalez, but Chapman's very much down there. Hanser Alberto's in play, starting Castro, some guys we mentioned earlier. If you're not going with Chase Anderson, Colin Moran at 36 does all, like, we always love him as a value versus a very hittable righty. Put up a 10 spot yesterday, 10, 8, 0, 8 in his last three. Always one swing away from a big game from Moran, which he has. And Ed Miller Ballpark does have a little bit more appeal for you there. For the Indians, it's lefty-lefty, so he probably won't be in the lineup, but Mike Freeman at 35 is a value versus Drew Smyly in that matchup. Other than that, you know, Joey Wendell at 33, we talked about him earlier. Yu Chang probably gets to start for Cleveland versus the lefty Smyly. He's 3,200 if you need to get a little different. Lots of options, as always, in September on a 14-gamer. Shortstop, Bregman yet again is really good. Lindor's in a great spot versus Smyly. Lindor hits lefties just fine. No need to panic there. $5,300, really solid. Johnny VR, 52, I like. But Adalberto Mondesi, $5,100 again. Only 6 points yesterday, but has that tremendous GPP upside. Do not play him in cash. He's only stackable with in GPPs with the Royals, but 51 in a really good spot there. A few others to take a peek at. Jorge Polanco at 48 is okay. Marcus Semien at 48 versus the lefty Minor has massive GPP upside for you there. Didi Gregorius at 45. Didi's just been kind of a letdown this year overall, but put up 13 yesterday. 13-0-11 his last three. Maybe he's waking up. 4,500 versus Wagasbach is a really good spot there for his Didi, as the Yankees should feast on the youngster for the Yankees. Lefty's 309, righty's 384 versus Wagasbach, but the Yankees should have a pretty high total in that one. As we slide on down, Xander Bogaerts is only 4K versus Charlie Morton. I like Morton a lot. I don't think I'll get to Bogaerts, but that is a interesting price, folks. Very, very interesting. Something to keep in mind there. Xander at 4K. Wowzers. Below 4K, though, like Ahmed Rosario, it is Luis Castillo, so be careful. It's pretty bleak down here. Willie Adames is 36. J.P. Crawford at 36. Those are two I like down here for value for sure, especially if you're stacking Seattle. I like the J.P. play. If so, Miguel Rojas at 35, our boy that just price never changes. Dubon at 34. Jordy Mercer at 34. If you're not using Dylan Cease, has a bit of value for you as well. And then just kind of see what pops out as a few more cheapies will show up. Outfield, 14-game slate, loaded. Jordan Alvarez, yes, please, against Barria. George Springer is a great piece, but Austin Meadows probably gets overlooked. Really good look there versus Porcello at 5,500. Ronald Acuna, if you're stacking the Braves in play. But then again, Woe Nelly versus a lefty at home. Great spot. He's averaging 10 over his last 10. Double-donged last night for 34 points. The dude is a beast. He's going to hit over 40 home runs again this year. Woe Nelly at 53 versus Skoglund is outstanding. That is a great play. Trey Boo Boo, Juan Soto, both very nice. I'd still rather have Nelly Cruz, but both really good plays for you there. Jordan Luplow versus the lefty Smyly at 5K. I just can't pay 5K for Luplow, but it is a really good spot in a GPP if you want to get different. Kyle Tucker at 5K. I could see it's still expensive for Tucker, too. But if he's in a lineup in a matchup like that, he should feast. Jorge Soler is a nice GPP play at 49. I don't mind that versus Dobnak and Smeltzer. That's got some appeal to it. Bryce Harper, it's Shane Bieber, so I respect him, but 48 does have upside. Eddie Rosario versus Skoglund at 48. The Twins. The Twins. They're going to be so, so nice on this slate. Lefty's 524, righty's 397 versus Skoglund. The Twins, man, if they don't put up like even... They should be put up like 10 runs plus tonight. It's freaking crazy what they got going on in this matchup. It's just juicy, juicy, juicy. Yeah, like Brian Reynolds at 46. Giancarlo's back at 45. But like Yuli Gurriel, 45. He went deep yesterday. Really nice spot versus Hap tonight. Mentioned Whit Merrifield for the 45. I don't hate Ryan Braun at $4,500. 10 points yesterday. 10-0, 12-20, 2-16. Swinging a decent bat. Loves facing lefties. Good spot versus Stephen Brault at 4,500. Somebody can definitely build behind there with Ryan Braun. You got Oscar Mercado at 44. I'd rather go there than Luplow. Mercado's hitting righties and lefties. He's averaging over 10 in his last 10. 14-0, 21-10, 28. So he's got a really good stick there at 4,400. Upside with Mercado for sure. A few others to peek at here. Randall Grichuk at 43. We love Grichuk and GPPs with his power upside. Mentioned Shedlong earlier at 43. Really good price point there against the Orioles. Eloy Jimenez at 43, great GPP play. Anthony Santander at 42, very, very solid GPP play as well. Yastrzemski's only 42 versus Fulte. I don't hate that at all. If you're not using Fulte, there's definite upside with Yaz at $4,200, popping one out on Fulte in that one. Kyle Lewis at 41 is a great play versus the Orioles. Lewis averaging 12.4 over his last 10. 7, 14, 0, 28, 24, 18, 14s as well. Lots of love there for Lewis at 41. It's our little Seattle stack we're kind of falling in love with at the end of the year with Lewis, Long, and then you look at Crawford and Seager as well. But the little two-man of Long and Lewis and build around that has been fun here the last few weeks. And then when you drop down, it's kind of pick your poison time. Like Conforto versus Castillo in a GPP, yeah, if you want to roll the dice, I get it. Luis Arias at 4K has got some value to it. Mark Canha at 4K GPP, sure, I can see the appeal there. Not must plays at all, but they do have upside. Nick Markakis at 39 is a good value. That's a very nice value in his matchup. Austin Hayes has been swinging it well since he's got everyday playing time. He's 3,800. He put up 18 yesterday as he went to Pound Town. He's got 18 and 19 in his last two as he's starting to get some regular playing time with the O's. 3,800 tonight could be a nice value against Seattle. You go down even farther, like Alex Dickerson, Matt Joyce, Marwin Gonzalez. If you need him, you could. I called that Calhoun homer yesterday. I was throwing that out there if you need him. Will Myers has been swinging it well. Teoscar Hernandez at 37 is a nice value in this one. So go check out the lineups. There's tons of them down here that we don't need to name them all off, but some will pop up in some really good spots for you later tonight. All right, recapping your pitching on this 14-game slate. Up top, DeGrom, Castillo, Kershaw. In the middle, Anibal, Fulte, Cease, Anderson. Down below, Jordan Zimmermann. Now let's get to the BVP on this slate. See if we've got any good stuff out there for you to chomp on. Carlos Santana's taking Smiley deep, but nothing crazy. Gardner, Gary, Gio's all taking Wagaspak deep. Randall Grichuk, 4 for 12, 2 homers off J.A. Happ. Drury, 5 for 11, 2 doubles. Mark Trumbo, 11 for 41, 3 homers off of Felix Hernandez. Avisel Garcia, 12 for 30 with a double and 2 homers off Porcello. G-Man Choi, 6 for 15, 2 doubles, a triple and a homer. D'Arnaud's taking him deep. Willy Adames is taking him deep. Zunino, Meadows, Kiermaier have all taken Porcello deep as a team at 293. Good stuff there. Benintendi, 5 for 17 with a double and 2 homers off of Morton. Bogarts, 8 for 23, 3 doubles and a homer. Betts, 6 for 17, 2 doubles. Devers, 5 for 15, 2 doubles. They've hit him well, but I don't know if it's the Charlie they're seeing now or the Charlie of old where they hit him well. So keep that in mind. We need to think about that one. Jose Abreu, 11 for 26, double, triple, 2 homers off of Zimmermann. Yolmer Sanchez, 7 for 17, 2 doubles and a triple. Lots of good stuff there. Freddie Galvis, 11 for 31 off DeGrom. Interesting. Martin Prado, 15 for 36, double and a homer off Anibal. Starling Castro, 9 for 24 with a double. Rojas, Harold Ramirez, Curtis Granderson, Neil Walker have all taken Anibal deep. Brandon Crawford, 10 for 19, a double and 3 homers and super treat versus Mike Foltynewicz. Posey, 4 for 9 with 2 homers. Belt, 6 for 16, double and 3 homers. A couple guys that have seen him very well. Yuli Gurriel, 3 for 4 against Barria. Altuve, 5 for 12 with a double. Cole Calhoun, 10 for 17, double and a homer off Greinke. Upton, 12 for 34, 2 doubles. He's not playing. It doesn't matter. Pujols, 13 for 35, 6 doubles. There we go. We're back. That was fun. You go down even farther now. Yelich, 4 for 11, double and a homer. Grandal, 3 for 10. Moustakas has taken Brault deep as well. Starling Marte, 16 for 37, 3 doubles, a triple, and 2 homers versus Chase Anderson. Max Muncy, 3 for 6, 2 doubles and a homer off Lambert. Jock Jams has taken him deep. Belly and Turner have taken him deep as well. Small sample, but they've teed off on him when they saw him. They've seen him twice, it looks like, and they've hit him very, very well. Charlie Blackmon, 17 for 57, a double, 2 triples, 3 homers, it's a 298 average versus Kershaw. Arenado, 17 for 58, 3 doubles and 3 homers. They've seen him a ton, as you would expect. Mark Canha, 3 for 10, 2 homers off Minor. Fegley's taking him deep. Chris Davis, 4 for 13 with a homer. Chapman's taking him deep as well. Danny Santana, 4 for 10 with a homer off Fires. Elvis Andrus, 9 for 29, double, 3 homers. Odor, 3 homers. But it's Fires, then Luzardo, so be careful there. Hosmer, 4 for 10, 2 doubles off Merrill Kelly. Ketel Marte, 7 for 14, a double and two homers off Lauer. So lots of different options for you there if you want to go down BVP land. Lots of ways to go for you there. If you're stacking it up on this slate, Minnesota's in a smash spot. Yankees aren't bad. Toronto's not bad. I like Baltimore a lot. I like Seattle a lot. Kansas City, sneaky nice for Smeltzer and company. So those are some good ones up there. Obviously, Houston's in a great spot. Atlanta versus Beattie is uber, uber nice. With White Sox, Indians, there's so many ways to go on this 14-game slate. Tampa Bay versus Porcello can be interesting. The Giants versus Folti could be a sneaky one. Lots and lots of ways to go. But if you have any questions, join us in the Fantasy Sports DGen Slack chat. Just ask for an invite on the Twitter. Slide into the old Fantasy DGen's DMs or hit me up on Twitter at BDNTrick. I'll get you on in there. Always talking all things sports, you know, MS Squareds, dropping soccer knowledge daily. We got all sports covered in there. So come check it all out. Also, if you give a rating review on iTunes, I'd really appreciate it. It would help out as the podcast is slowly coming to an end. But for now, I hope you guys have a great weekend. Listen to the 2-Point Conversion NFL DFS podcast with myself and James. I also dropped the Fantrax DFS show last night with my special guest, Matt Dickison from thequantedge.com, previewing the Week 3 action as well. Different approaches than the 2-Point Conversion. So two different ways to break down the Week 3 slate, get you all the info you need. So come check out all that info and all the great articles at thequantedge.com. But I hope you guys have a great weekend, as this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, September 20th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.